Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn, and you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday, one and all. We're going to start with a bit of news updates this hour. So much happening. As you hear my voice, Donald Trump is meeting with President Vladimir Putin at a base just outside of Anchorage, Alaska. What are they discussing? Well, how to resolve the Ukraine-Russia war. Seems a little odd, of course. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, not in the room, not even in Alaska, wasn't even invited. But a man who has been indicted for war crimes by the International Criminal Court, has a warrant out for his arrest, that is Vladimir Putin, well, he was invited, got a military flyover, lots of glad handing and smiles with the U.S. president. Yeah, they're meeting right now as we speak. We'll keep you posted on any updates as those discussions continue. Donald Trump apparently promising to be all over Fox News all evening long after this so-called summit. Anybody else curious? You think he'll be claiming that it was a fabulous success and that he should win the Nobel Peace Prize? I think that's pretty much guaranteed, no matter what happens in that room. Our big thanks to Professor Lowell Barrington, who joined me for the last half hour discussing same. He's a professor of political science from Marquette University. In the Washington, D.C. police takeover situation that we have been monitoring all week here on the Civic Media Radio Network, there was an incredible amount of goings-on since I got off the air yesterday. First, Attorney General Pam Bondi issued the formal directive attempting to place D.C. police under the federal government's control. Specifically, her directive last evening placed the D.C. Metropolitan Police under the control of the Drug Enforcement Agency Administrator Terry Cole. It said that all directives to any MPD officers needed to be run past Commissioner Cole. Following that directive from the Attorney General, the Attorney General of Washington, D.C., issued an opinion to the Metropolitan Police Department's police chief that basically said, yeah, that order from the Attorney General of the United States is invalid, and you don't have to follow it, and you are the only one, as further directed by the mayor of Washington, D.C., who can command and direct the Metropolitan Police Department. And then this morning, the D.C. Attorney General filed a lawsuit in federal court seeking to have the federal court issue an emergency temporary restraining order today that would prevent the Trump administration from controlling the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department. A hearing was ongoing as I got on the air at 4 p.m., and we now know the outcome of that emergency hearing before Judge Reyes on the Federal District Court for the District of Columbia. We know the outcome. She basically announced in court that she thought that the Trump administration had acted without proper authority. Here was a key exchange. The attorney representing Washington, D.C. said this: it is antithetical to the notion of home rule, meaning what the administration has attempted to do. Local residents have local control. The judge responded to that and said, I agree with you that they're not allowed to take over the police force. And I believe if I gave the attorney for the Department of Justice the truth serum, he'd probably agree. She basically told the parties to talk to one another. Otherwise, she was inclined to rule in Washington, D.C.'s favor. What came of that was an agreement between the federal government and Washington, D.C. late this afternoon. This agreement restores control of the city's police department for now in the city's police chief and the mayor instead of a Trump administration official. Pretty extraordinary stuff going on. Very, very busy news afternoon. There was other reporting earlier today that I just wanted to share with you. We didn't get to it in the first hour. That at least before this agreement was reached, literally in the last hour, Washington, D.C.'s police department, as well as the FBI, were referring media inquiries related to this deployment of the National Guard and the purported takeover of MPD, were referring media inquiries to the White House press office. That's a little weird. a major American police force in a city just saying, just talk to the White House press office. Very bizarre. In addition, today, leading Democrats on the House's Judiciary and Oversight Committees introduced legislation to terminate Donald Trump's federal takeover of the District of Columbia's police department. Also related to D.C., reports today that federal officials, federal National Guards members, and or other federal law enforcement agents were basically tearing down homeless encampments in Washington and throwing the tents and people's possessions out. And I mention this because while I was corporation counsel for Milwaukee County, we had to at some times address various homeless encampments here in Milwaukee County. We did it a little differently. We gave those residents in those homeless encampments notice that it was happening. We gave them typically upwards of 3, 4, 5 days to move from the encampments. We brought in social workers to meet with them. We helped connect those that were interested in mental health services to mental health services. And those that were in need and wanted housing, we got set up in emergency housing. The federal government, Donald Trump's approach to the unhoused population in Washington, D.C., and again, veterans represent a disproportionately large segment of the unhoused population. Donald Trump's response to unhoused people in Washington, D.C. is just to throw their stuff out. You don't have to be that cruel about it. Like, there are different ways to accomplish the same end that simply aren't as cruel. Truly shocking. I also wanted to share some sound with you related to what's going on in Washington, D.C. Let me set this sound up. This was recorded by a young man sitting on his front stoop with some of his friends. And about in the video, you can see about 5 or 6 what look like federal law enforcement officers are walking by, and this is what transpires.
Doing today? Y'all stay in that trouble? Yeah. You got your ID on you, Chip?
Well, no, I live right here.
Okay, cool.
It's a cigarette. All right.
How's your mind?
Did y'all get a call or something about right here?
No, so we're doing checks, keeping everybody safe down here, right? Have you ever, you heard of the federal surge that Donald Trump's putting out?
No.
Right. You don't follow like Code 3 or anything like that people are putting up.
What's up? All
right, so Trump's got all federal agencies kind of coming together 7 days and going out trying to stop the violent crime, all kind of stuff. So we're out here contacting people, talking to them, right? Quality of life offenses, smoking, drinking in public, right? Can't happen outside, right? Most people know that. Right? So we're contacting people, trying to advise them of the law. So they learn, right? And then if there's other stuff going on where it turns into there's multiple agencies of somebody, there's a shooting and things like that. So there's extra hands available, all right? So we're just out here trying to inform people and educate people. It's not like we're trying to just go grab people and ruin someone's life over a joint or something like that, all right?
I only ask because when you walk up, at the moment you walk up, you only have eggs.
Well, it smelled like the odor of marijuana, burnt marijuana in the air, right? And you're the only guy that had something lit in your hand, and I didn't flashlight you, so I didn't realize it was just a cigarette. So that's on me. I appreciate you understanding and not getting chippy. All right, so just know, right? Learn, teach, tell your boys, like, yo, everybody's out. From FBI to park police.
Yo, right? We'll see
so, so do your thing, let them know. Don't be smoking outside, don't be drinking outside. Because Donald Trump is tired of it. DC is recreational use as well, right? But you can legally possess up to 2 ounces. You can gift an ounce to your boy, right? So if you had 2 ounces and he said he needed a zip, you can give him a zip, but you can't smoke outside.
What in the heck is going on? 6 federal law enforcement agents talking to 3 guys sitting on the stoop outside their house. worried about smoking and drinking outside? Yeah, that's what local law enforcement is for. You think the feds might have, I don't know, actual federal crimes to worry about? I don't want federal law enforcement officers wasting their time doing this. What other actual public safety and intelligence work are these guys not doing because they're spending 10 minutes talking to three dudes sitting on their front stoop having a cigarette? And even if they were smoking dope, are you freaking kidding me? If it's legal in Washington, D.C., and he's sitting on his front stoop, go buzz off. I mean, it's just, that to me, you want to talk about fraud, waste, and abuse? Federal judge basically told the Trump administration their takeover was illegal, i.e. a fraud. Waste and abuse, waste of federal resources, and abuse of the time of these agents and officers' time. And let's be clear. In my neighborhood, in your neighborhood, we don't want people partying and making a nuisance of themselves outside. But there was no complaint here. These guys were just sitting there minding their own damn business. And if they were a nuisance, again, that's what the local police department is for. Not 5 to 6 federal agents. They have better things to do. Absolutely ridiculous, in my opinion. Wanted to share that with you. Came across one of my social feeds, and it really grinded my gears. Excuse me. But in some positive news related to the flooding that I wanted to share with you today, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel put out, I think, an incredible report about the work of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Sewerage District over the last 30-plus years to improve flood remediation, to make flooding impacts less. They detail those efforts by MMSD and the instances where those efforts were successful in protecting many neighborhoods here in and around Milwaukee, and their plans to do the same in more neighborhoods going forward. This is a topic close to my heart. My graduate thesis, getting my master's degree in mathematical economics, was a willingness to pay study for flood risk management. So we will discuss that article when we come back, as well as a quick refresher on the tips from Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley on how to prepare your home for what may be another storm surge this weekend. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.